Well, last week we finished the Perek Tilos HaShachar, and the last thing we learned in the Perek was the same thing that if a person suggests the Olive Oil, we're going to start asking on the Shkodesh, you have to repeat this one, okay? Unless it's higher, it's up on Shkodesh. If it's Meyer Rav Chalamoy, that's the same as Shachar, the Yom Chalamoy. You have to repeat the Shmona, even for the Olive Oil. Only Meyer Rav Shkodesh, and Nigmar gave the reason why it's special time, very strange time, because any fashion is a Shkodesh Balayim. In Chidish Torah, they write over the whole story about the Baal Shem Tov and the Yehuda, that there was a law that they lived in the same community, in the same town. And the Yehuda, the way the story goes, the Yehuda called in the Baal Shem Tov to see if he knows how to learn a little bit, to see if he's right to be a manik of an Eidon, of a Shlomi Eidon. So the story goes that he called him in our Shkodesh, a great time, and he asked him what to do if a person forgets the Olive Yavoy and Myriv on a Shkodesh. He wanted to know if he moved it in from the Kitzur Shulchanach, a simple thing that Myriv is in. So the story goes that the Baal Shem Tov told him that it doesn't make any difference, my freedom, that's for your followers. My people will never forget the first time. And your people, if you tell them that they forget the first time, don't have an over, they will forget the second time also. So the story goes, supposedly, that's where the freedom of that story. That morning, the Nadi Yehuda had davened Shmona Esrei Shachar, and he got Yalav Yehav, and he davened over a second time, and he forgot the second time over. I remember once in the yeshiva, many years ago, I was learning about Baron Soloveitchik, so we were in the middle of the shiur, so it was a very small, when he first came to the yeshiva, it was a very small shiur. So there were 9 Talmidim in the shiur. But one of the boys in the middle of the shiur said, he raised his hand and said, I wasn't paying attention. Did you say over that chiddush that you just said now? So our Baron Soloveitchik said, you know the story about the Baal Shem Tov and the Yehuda? So everyone had an MC, no one knew what it was, and I was the only one, so I started to smile. So he said, Shef, you'll tell the other day.
You're not going to look at the second time.
Yeah, everything. Everything. I've been 10 times to tell you over what I did with this. It doesn't need anything. It's more hard. So here, Faith has a shayla. What's the din? If a person forgets the Olive Yavoy, the Myriv, and the Shmona Esrei, and what do you mean he's got the Olive Yavoy? He says, Tehavena Nemshul Chosin, Rahim, Hamad Nishkanot, Rosin, Loidin, he's already in the middle of Maidin, he's already in the middle of Shalom Rav, whatever. And then he realizes that he forgot to say Yalav Yovi. So what's the din? So the din is that you're not Chayzer, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So there's one Shaila, maybe not repeating the Shemoneh Esrei means that you don't have to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. But if he's still in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you only have to do it go back to this day, and then from that point on, just to see over the list, one or two prophets, a few prophets, maybe that's not called cool, repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. That'll be the same Shiloh for Anatayman. 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 The Brisa says, in Perek, Tamem Adlikin, the Gemara quotes the Brisa in the city of Chanukah. Then Chanukah is the Takhanah Takhani. As you say, Anatayman. So what if you forgot Anatayman? Or if the person forgot their name on the time, so you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. You only repeat the Shemoneh Esrei on a Yom She'esh B'Kav B'Musaf. Now you're on a Yom Tov D'Oraita. On a Yom She'esh B'Kav B'Musaf, a Yom Tov D'Rabbanon, or Tanis, so you don't repeat the Tzilo because of the lack of saying our name. So there's a Shad and Rishayin. And maybe if you're still in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you won't have to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei, but just have to repeat a few brachas. Maybe that's not called repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's what Tesha says. If we have already a Tesha, so Tesha says, it doesn't matter. Can I have to repeat one bracha? Tesha, it's already no good. He had earlier in the Sifri. Tesha said, the Gemara has later a klal that I'm sorry they say I'm Seder. That the little brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei don't have any Seder. What does that mean? So that was a machloket Rashi and Tesha. The Rashi says you can say it in any order you want. Havchila is the correct Seder based on the Sifri and Tehillim. But in the evidence, he said, the Lamashinim first, and after Chayyulet, any order you want, it's not Rakib. The only Seder that's Rakib is the Gimel Rishonim and the Gimel Achrayimim. The first three brachas still are Kelakosh and from the Seder to the end. And the little 13 brachas in the Shmoneh, you can say out of order also. And the Baliyat Teis disagreed, and they gave a whole different shot in the Gemara, but it doesn't mean that. What it means in the Gemara is that whereas in the Gimel Rishonim and the Gimel Achrayimim, if the person makes a mistake, have to go back to the beginning of that whole unit, to the very beginning of the Shemani Esrei, or you have to go back all the way to the beginning of the Tzeh. Hashem came in the Bracha same time. So when you say there's no requirement has to go back, nobody makes any mistake, has to go all the way back to Lat HaChayim, no, just go back to that Bracha when you made the mistake, and from that point on you go in order. So take the game and ask an email to me, what would be the deal? Let's say, if the Chaz is forgot to say Anenu, then Goyal or Reisim. On the tiny seaboard, the Yochid says Anenu in the middle of Shemek. The Chaz says the Bracha is national, then Goyal, they wrote the Imitin Goyal, so we're saying Hashem and they wrote. Well, the Chaz forgot to say Anenu, and he starts saying Refrain, and he finishes all Bracha. But the Chaz Yami Yisro. So what does he do now? The Tzitzit says, according to what we hold, Nahalacha, that the Seder is Naki, so what are you going to tell the Chaz? Go back and say Anenu, and then repeat Refrainu. So it's going to come out that you're repeating a Bracha. So that's called a Chayzer. The Chayzer of one Bracha is also called Chayzer. And there's no Chazorah, you don't repeat the Hoshman Ereshim, you don't repeat one Bracha for the sake of Anenu or for the sake of Yalav Yavon on the other Shkadish or for the sake of Yalanik. You don't repeat. And Shani came to Rashi, Rashi opened place and said you can say it out of order. So the Hatzili should have said it and go over and it, but yet if he didn't, you can even say it a few Brachas later, also say it's a Bracha that's an Ereshim. The Tzai says we don't, you don't have to repeat anything, but they said we wouldn't pass from like Rashi. Are you finished in showing the same Tachnun about the Tzilos? And then he realizes that he forgot Alanis. So it would be interesting that he has to go back to his day, to the beginning of the whole unit of the Gimel Achronis, or not. So the Tzatzeh says, Alanis, you don't repeat. You don't repeat the Hoshmer Esrei and take it to the Chadish. Okay, so the Yom of the Yavai, the Rosh Chodesh, the Yom Sheish will cover Musa. And providing the Alamitim, that's the Yom Sheim will cover Musa.
If he forgot both, he didn't forget the Yom of the Yavai.
He wants to say that maybe she didn't see that Yom Sheish will come with her. I don't think so.
No.
That's for the Yalav Nisa. So that's for only regarding the Yalav Yalav, the Yom Sheish will come with her. So that, Alfi Pashtus, if a person wakes up later in the Shema Esrei, he's in the middle of Sin Shalom, middle of Shalom Rav, and he realizes that he forgot to say Yalav Yalav Leil Rosh Chodesh. So what would you recommend him to do? He should go back to his day. He's going to be repeating one bracha, two brachas, and that's also called chazara. So he's talking not chayzer, not only not chayzer, the whole shmona esrei, not even chayzer one or two brachas, for the sake of any of these, for the sake of name or for the sake of the other elders chayzer. Now, boss, this has a new shayla. What happens? He finished hamachas ishkinat zelatzion, and he should have said yalav yava in the middle of his day before hamachas ishkinat zelatzion. And he didn't start Moedim yet, so can he say Yalav Yovei there? Well, let's say he forgot Alanisim, didn't call Maharoi. Maya Rosh Hashanah on him anytime. At first, we're supposed to say the same Talamata in the middle of the winter, in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. He forgot to say the same Talamata. He finishes the Bracha. Baruch Hashanah, but he didn't start the next Bracha yet. Can it be Yosei? Some mentioning a Hasgar that was supposed to be in the middle of a Bracha. Can it be Yosei that Hasgar by saying it after that Bracha? If he didn't start the next Bracha yet. That's the Machlokes of Taisa says. This is the Taisa says, it doesn't matter whether it's a Chodesh Malay or a Chodesh Chaser, how many days of Chodesh he had, and it doesn't matter whether it's the first night of Chodesh or the second night of Chodesh. The Halacha says that whenever you forget the Yalav Yavam, well, there's Chodesh, you only think the Shemoneh Esrei, for this reason that the Gemara gave, whatever the reason means, he discussed less than the name of Kachan Sachar Shalom. So that's the beginning of the thing. Then he said, Hayom Rabbeinu Yitzchok Duri, Duri Hazok in the Balatai, he said, Lechol Dov Shalom HaChachamim. whatever it says in the shot, Amos, you and I said that you don't have to repeat the Shema Nesim. Keep going. Yalav Yalav by Meirev, Rosh Chodesh. Not fun, Yalav Yalav by Meirev. Kalamoy, Yalav Yalav, you do have to talk about the stage. Yalav Yalav by Meirev, Rosh Chodesh. Probably Yalav Yisim, or Anenu. Lo Yalav Yalav, Yalav Yalav, Yalav Yalav. The Russian is very
mistaken.
Yeah. Okay, it doesn't mean that you already stepped out of the test. The person uses the Malika, and then they tell you what they mean by the Malika. He started the next bracha, the bracha Shalach Re'ah. He started the next bracha. Not only then do you say the Machzirim, because all the Machzirim require that you should repeat the bracha. That's also called the Machzirim. The Machzirim includes, you don't repeat the Hoshmanet, you don't repeat one or two brachas either. The Afilu, Lo Yaka Ragla, what do you mean? Even if he didn't start the next bracha, he just finished this bracha, he didn't begin the next bracha, he wants to know, can he insert Yalav Yalav where he is now, before he starts Shmoizim, or can he insert Amenu, before he starts Ritzei. So the Riyaz Rokin said, if see, most of bracha, Pitzim Bol Yomri, concluded that bracha, but he was supposed to say something, Yalav Yalav Amenu, Saint Alamata, whatever he's supposed to say, hey, Machzir, my son, that's what, you cannot say it where you are. And if it's such a thing, if it's the same Talamata or Tet Mache, then you have to repeat the Baruch Aleinu. And if it's Yalav Yalav Lel Rosh Chodesh, which is not Miyake, or a Talamita, which is not Miyake, say go right there, Tarsan, you go right there. And don't say it where you are.
Not only that, in case if you have to be a soldier, that you can mention it on stuff like Machaya Meitim Ashur Ruach, like Russian. In other words, when you're the chiyuv to be a soldier.
Yeah, we hope that you're not yet to. Whenever you have to say something, you deliver the bracha, you have to say in that bracha. Listen, if you didn't say it in the proper line, if you said it later, like you say, Masha Rav Mar Lageshen. If you didn't say it there, if you say it a little later, as long as you say it before the Chassim is a bracha, that's okay. But if you have to the Chassim is a bracha, it's too late. If it's a Dovah Shem Azim, also then we would repeat, we would have to repeat the whole bracha. If it's a Dovah Shem Azim, also say there's no bite. That's what the Riyan Zorkin said.
Oh, you
hold on. Maybe that's an accident because there is more fear than the world.
But if there would be a
fear
for the
world, I'm just going to help. I don't think so. The way they're going to argue later, I don't think so. The way they're going to bring the right. The basis quote to Rabbein Ochanan, who disagrees with the Maharshal over here, I mentioned last week, the Maharshal on the bottom of the Maharshal quotes a whole chunk from the Rashba on this basis, because the way the text is presented, the whole Lashon is Mezumkim, it doesn't read straight. They quote the Rashba, who quotes it straight, what was the Nekudas HaMachalekes between Rabbein Ochanan? Rabbein Ochanan was the son of the Ri, he was killed by Kiddush Hashem. What was the Machalekes between the Ri and his son? Rabbein Ochanan held that whenever there's a Chayvet HaSkaret in the middle of a bracha, so the Chachir should say it in the proper place. But yeah, but if he didn't say the proper place, he could say it a few lines later in the middle of that bracha. And the other thing you didn't even say it in the middle of the bracha, as long as you, even if you completed the bracha, as long as you didn't start the next bracha yet, it's also called in Koma HaRoyla. What is this? Where did you get such a wild idea? Where's the marker? So the Rabbein Ochanan brings a marker from the Birchas HaMazon. From the Kamron, says it's called this within the Ri. So that's what the other Rishonim quotes is not the Ri. This is the Rabbein Ochanan's Halachah. So the deal is that you have to say Ritzeya, Yalav Yalav on the benching in the proper place before you say the Ri Shalayim. What if you finish the Ri Shalayim HaKadosh, turn it off in the Shalayim, one minute you finished already. But you didn't start outside of Amaitiv yet, so the Gemara says, you can say it over there right away. You can get a special nusach to say it for Shabbos, for Chalamoy, and for Rosh Chodesh. The Yom Tov, a special nusach HaBrach. So Rabbein Ochanan says, so that Gemara is a raya, that as long, even though you finished that bracha, but you didn't begin the next bracha yet, so b'di yevet, that's the proper place to say it. So say it over there. As long as you didn't start the next bracha, say it over there. So to this, Halchah of the Rabbeinu Ochanan, the other Balei HaTosfos, the other Rishonim had two arguments. Argument number one was that in that Gemara on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph it says that you don't just say Ritzei or Yalav Yalav. This is special nusach. Baruch Ata Hashem Akeinu Melech Haolam Mishnah to Shabbat is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The whole new nusach that you have. And the Gemara discusses, he mentioned this, he mentioned that, it's a whole new nusach. So maybe one can say, Havadah is the proper makom to say. Havadah, whenever you forgot to say something in the middle of a bracha, you can say it, even if you finish that bracha, provided you didn't begin the next bracha, but it still has to be said in the nusach of a bracha. So here, with the Chachamim on the second, at the end of the bench, you know, on the second, a nusach that says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Okeh Melech Haolam, you're going to mention the Chayvus HaSkara Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and the nusach of a bracha. But he's going to say, Aneinu, You're going to finish a mess in the middle of nowhere. Tehan Eino in the middle of nowhere. But that's not parallel at all to the Birchas HaMorim. You're going to say Alam Isim not in the middle of a bracha. You're going to say the Ten Kalamot and not in the middle of a bracha. But so you're not here. It's a kind of common word that it should be said in the middle of a bracha. This is one Taina. This Taina Taisus does not have over here. That Taina, the Rosh in Taina, the Rosh in the Taina goes to Rav Yoha has that Taina. If the Chachamim would have been the start in some Nusra, that if you forgot to say Yalav Yoha in Taina, and you finish Hamachzer Shchinat of the Tzion, so before you start Mudra, you say Barachat Hashem or something like that, and lose it to Rosh. It wouldn't have to be Pesachas Dabar, but it should be Chesemes Dabar, all Shemana Esri. Every Baruch is Mucha L'Chavito, so it's not Pesachas Dabar. But every Baruch has to be Chesemes Dabar. So what are you going to say? You're just going to say Yalav Yavah is there before Moshe, you're going to say Aneinu. You're going to say Aneinu in the middle of nowhere. After Shemet Tila before it's there, you're going to say Aneinu. But it has no Chesema to it. So that's not the Nusach of a Baruch. That's the Rosh and Tainus first, the Tainus from the Rav Yor. But the Eitz of the Rabbein Ochar doesn't make any sense. What do you mean just say the Haskara after that bracha before the next bracha? But it's not going to be within the context of a bracha. The Rii has a different title. Oh, so why? So how come they're Misakin here? They weren't Misakin? So they're just begging the next question. But that the Rii argues another argument, a different argument against Rabbein Ochar, that explains the answer to that question. So the Rii says another argument. He says, by Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara says, HaTayv HaMeitiv is Lav Derais. All the other brachas are Derais. Hazan HaTakol, and Nozim Lachor, and Yisholayim, Bainim Rachman, Yisholayim Mamed, this is all Derais, because you learn that from the Pasuk, V'chalta B'Sabata V'Rachlas HaShem HaKech, HaLoret HaTayv HaShem HaKalav. The Gemara says, V'chalta B'Sabata V'Rachlas HaShem HaKech, you should bless the Rebbe Nishlam Adab, what about the food? The Gemara doesn't say that in the Pasuk, V'Rachlas HaShem HaKech, HaLoret HaTayv. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding Allah. It doesn't mean in Eretz Yisrael. You have to bench and put for yourself. So it's a chayv gadol. It's not for the mitzvah Tatsuri Bar. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. And the fact that this is the after Eretz Hashem HaKecha, Allah Eretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu means you should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding Eretz Yisrael. So the Iyir is the chosim and HaSeif. It doesn't say you say a bracha regarding the food, but that's self-understood. So you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding the food, that's Hazanat HaKol. Then the Gemara says, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they ate them one, that's all. They didn't have to thank the Rebbe Shalom over Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have Eretz Yisrael. What? They should say a bracha. Thank the Rebbe Shalom that he promised to give them Eretz Yisrael. In COD, when he's going to deliver it, then they'll say thank you, then they'll pay. But they didn't get Eretz Yisrael, that's enough. So the Gemara says, when Yeshua ben Nun crossed over the Yarden and they got Eretz Yisrael, then the rest of the mitzvah began. They had to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who were after Ahoris. Then the Gemara says, HaTayvah. What's the HaTayvah? And if it's not tov, what if it's no one is happy, you know, it's not, the economy is not good and people are angry with the government and everything. So you don't have to thank it. The Gemara says no. Al-Haharit, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom whether you think it's tov or not tov. Al-Tayva goes on Yerushalayim, Bahar HaTayv HaZev HaAvonon, but the word HaTayva is an allusion to Yerushalayim the Beit HaMikdash. And the Malchus Beit David, because Yerushalayim Bishmai Musa, the Binyana, contains also having the Malchus and the Cheret seated in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara learns that from that passage that the first three brachas of the Birchas HaMazon are there right. First bracha, Zanat HaKol, regarding the food was formulated. It was mistaken by Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean he was mistaken the mitzvah. The mitzvah had been the righteous. He was just mistaken name. He was mistaken the mitzvah of the bracha. The second bracha was instituted by Yeshua ben Nun. Before they crossed over the Yarden, they didn't have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the third bracha, the Gemara says, was instituted by David Shmoymer. When he finally had Yerushalayim singled out as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And then they had the Beit HaMikdash, so then they became obligated to give a bracha for HaTayva. And that's all. So HaTayva Mason says, so Tzidkei Chazal can just thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for everything, for general kindness. Okay. So what do you see? So the Rebbe says like this, what do you see? So that Gemara Dachmem says that the benching is really over. Even if the Rabbanim, the Birchas HaMazon is over, they're reciting about Tehillat HaMeitiv, it's not that the Rabbanim is a longer Nusach of Birchas HaMazon. Not so. It's a separate bracha to be recited after the Birchas HaMazon is completed. It's not that the Rabbanim, this is all Achelet. So then she used to point out that the Magen Avraham says like that. The Magen Avraham has a statement, he quotes the Tshuva from the Maria Levi, I think that's the Taz's brother. So the Maria Levi says, well, look, a person ate a whole meal and he ate a lot of bread and he's full. Mamashi Leitri. He's obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon on there. And then he's a little tired and he doesn't remember if he benched even the bench. So he then says that a Sophic derives from the Chumash. Sophic brachas are a hakel only goes when the whole brachas is only the Rabbanah. when you have to recite a bracha that's not there, like Kiddush, or like Abdullah, like the Chamazin, then you say something, you're right, you're from it. But how much of the bracha Chamazin is the right? So only the first three brachas that Tazan Meter is not the right. So what should he do? He should only say the first three brachas to leave out of Tazan Meter. Finish up the Bera Rachash line on it. So the Magen Avraham quotes for the Maria lady. No, that once you have to recite the first three, you have to say the Tazan Meter also. What's the reason why? So we would have said that although the Tazan Meter is not needed from the Rabbanan, that the long Nusach of the bench, and he calls that Tazan Meter. So once you go the Chumrah and the Bechus HaMazim, this is also part of the Bechus HaMazim of the Rabbanan. That's not the reason that the Magen Avraham quotes for the Maria lady. He says, Tehecha the Lom is on Zuli Bay. That if you're going to only say till when they use Shalai, you're not going to say I said I made to. The people are going to be Mizalzel and I said I made to. So next time they'll leave it out. Like a lot of people don't say Arachman. A lot of people don't say Arachman. You say the other Mayach HaSein, and that's not. Why? Because the Vilna Gaon, what's the Vilna Gaon? The Vilna Gaon on Shabbos and Yom Tov didn't say all of the Arachman. He said the first three Arachmans, then he said Arachman if I'm a Seinu. You have to worry about Panos on Shabbos. You never have to worry about Panos. You're going to see about Mashiach. Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos. You're not allowed to worry. You're not allowed to worry about all of those kind of things. So the first three, Rachman Ima Chaleinu V'Chal Rachman, the first three he did say. Then he would skip to Rachman V'Yal Chalem Yam Shkula Shabbos V'Lech V'Chayel Rami, and he would take to the end. So people heard something about the Vilna Gaon leaving out some of the Rachman, so they leave out. Whatever is left, you leave out. So that's what the Maria lady was afraid, that the person is going to say Benshin and stop. That's why Rachman Shalim Omdein. So next time he may leave out. Now it's a suffix, that's why he's leaving out. Next time he may decide to leave out, I think I'll make the period, only to be mezalvim. Special reason. So why didn't the Maria lady say that the Rabbanim eventually consists of four brothers? After that, the relationship said, you see, from that Maria lady, that we hold that Atayma Meitav is not even part of benching with the Rabbanim. Learn the point that it's not part of the benching, and I tell it's not even part of the Bechus HaMazim with the Rabbanim. It's a bracha to be recited after the conclusion of the benching with the Rabbanim. And the Beit HaLevi, the Sefer HaChumash also has a chachi, as a Beit Yosef, quotes of Ben Yerucham or something also like that. But there's one opinion that when you say Shino Yayin, Sarach Levarech, you have a group of people drinking wine, and then they get another kind of wine which is superior, or a different kind of wine, whatever, even as long as you don't know the body that it's inferior. Another kind of wine, different kind of wine, so they have to say, But there's one opinion quoted by the Beit Yosef, that maybe about Mamurim, when you say, I don't think we got one. But in such a day, every show you. And when you have to say that the nation is having a drinking party. But what if they have the Shino Yain in the middle of the meal, and they said, had Maitzi in the beginning, and they're going to have to say Birchas HaMazon at the end. When they're going to say the Birchas HaMazon, they're going to say Atay Vameitiv. Atay Vameitiv being the final bracha in the Birchas HaMazon, they're going to say that bracha. So they're going to say Atay Vameitiv. So they're going to say that Atay Vameitiv, and it's Atay Vameitiv also. So the Beit HaLevi says, what is one going to do with the other? Isn't that part of the benching? And this is a separate bracha. And he says it would appear from this mission that the Beit HaLevi says, of course, I don't think it's possible like that, but he apparently feels that Atay Vameitiv is not the last bracha of the Birchas HaMazon. No, it's a separate bracha to be recited after the Birchas HaMazon is completely finished. If you finish the Birchas HaMazon, then you say Atay Vameitiv. So that's what the Miriam Zalkin is saying over here. He says the benching is over already after you say Gonu Rachman Vishalayim Amen. So therefore, whatever you're going to say now, it's not going to be a hefsek in the middle of the benching. It's not that Atay Vameitiv is the fourth bracha of the bench. Benching has three brachas, and after the conclusion of the three brachas, the Chachamim instituted, we should say another bracha, not a fourth bracha, a separate bracha unrelated. The Mikra Adini says there's no problem of hefsek. You can talk all you want. There's a there, since there's no problem of hefsek. So the Chachamim decided, well, some people are certainly going to forget to say Yahweh Yahweh. They made them make a chakana what they should say. You have to shalom and come. No, it's not a hefsek. It's not in the middle of the benching is over. Hashem came to the Yazaza said. In the middle of Shemani Esrei, if the chazan, if he forgot to say, Aneinu and Shemesh Tila. He forgot to say Yahweh Yahweh whenever and would say, we were shalom, we're not shalom, we're not. He forgot to say Aneinu, we got to say Talamoto. So what do you mean, let him say it after the completion of the bracha before he starts the next bracha? And what be in the nusach of a bracha? So why won't the chachamim nusach in a bracha? No, it'll be a hefsek. Well, what do you mean a bracha? The chachamim have a system of the brachas, and the sefer the Yiras often goes. The sefer is miyakim. And so is anyone telling me that it doesn't have to go in this order? means that you have to go back all the way to the beginning.
Yeah.
But the certainly is a Seder has to be in the correct order. So what do you want to be mistaken? Another bracha? No, all of the brachas when it's happened based on the script in the Tehillim. The script in the Tehillim tell you what order, all the Zedmuris and so on, from Tanakh and different Sukkim and Tanakh. So everything has to be in the proper order. But since we couldn't be mistaken anything now, once you finish that bracha, you can't insert over there, with or without a Nusachabah. Without a Nusachabah, you can't be Yaitu. So the Karth Chalm was to say all these things in the middle of a bracha. Why weren't they mistaken in Nusachabah? They killed, it'll be a hefzik. And the benching is no problem of hefzik, you finished already. There's some people who know that in Shulchan Aruch they pass my Rabbein Al-Khan. Shulchan Aruch says if you forgot to say the same Talamata and Baruch Aleinu and they go to Winton, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavai and you finish that bracha but you didn't yet start the next bracha, you just say where you are. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passed. And the Vilna Gaon passes against the Mechaber, he passes like the other Rishonim. Even here, the Tosafot quotes the story, there was Machlokes Eli and the Rabbein Al-Khanan, and then on the last line, Tosafot says, Mi'ay Mari, the Ruah said, Rabbein Tam, or the Ruah says, once there was davening in Paris on a Rosh Chodesh, and so the Eli was the nephew of the Rabbein Tam. He said, Rabbein Tam forgot the Alvi Yavai, right? And he finished Hamashnish Tinoch of the Tzim, and didn't stop writing, so he said the Alvi Yavai where he was. So once the Eli saw that his uncle, the Rabbein Tam, did that, so he gave in to his son, the Rabbein Al-Khanan, that's Talmud. The Chayin Amad Dibar, so he says, and that's the Minig Ha'olam, that we do like the Rabbein Al-Khan. That's where the Mechaber writes. So the Dona Zayin directs up Mishti, he's not nervous, he doesn't get frightened over the Amad Dibar. He says, the Rii was right, and the Rabbi Yo was right, and Rabbein Al-Khan and Rabbein Al-Khan and the Mechaber, they're all wrong. And that's the din that is noble. So a lot of people know that in Shulchan Aruch is such a din. It says that if it forgets Yalav Yom, we can always say it later. And some people say, they're in the middle of Tim Shalom, a Shalom Rav. They remember that they didn't say Yalav Yom, so they say Yalav Yom over there. That's certainly no good. Rabbi Nachman never said that. Rabbi Nachman only said, if you finish this bracha, you didn't start the next bracha yet. You didn't start the next bracha yet. It has to be Allah Seder. So the Kedemi says, it has to be Allah Seder, it has to be the Mishachat HaBracha, like the Rabbi Yotayin. So what are you going to say about that? Rabbi Nachman being mistaken in a bracha here? No, it would be a hefzik. You can't be mistaken in a new bracha here. I don't know. The Rii holds it will be a hefzik. By benching it's not a hefzik. But by Shmuel Nesli says it will be a hefzik. We should do like Rabbeinu Chanan and make it better to be misalik to sign it. Because anyway we're saying it into one bracha and the other. So we're not worried about the re-sign of hefzik. So we should recite it in the nusach of a bracha to take away the sign of the Rami Yor.
It's 1860 in the 19th.
Yeah, the Rabbeinu Chanan holds it, you don't have to. You don't need him in the Nusach of a Brach. He's not worried about the Taino of the Rav Yoh.
What if
they would have been Mishakin, it wouldn't have been Hefzik. But he says, here there is a problem of Hefzik, and this benching is not a problem of Hefzik. So that's the reason why here they didn't want to be Mishakin. If they would have been Mishakin, it would not have constituted a Hefzik. But in the Olam, there is a din of Hefzik in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You can't just insert whatever you want and include one bracha and the other. That's why they were not too keen about being Mishakin in any bracha, any additional bracha here. When Shaykh had a benching, there's no problem with Hefzik. He's finished with the benching already. They say over another bracha, that's also called chazar. Not only this. On all the things that ain't mazirin, not only do we not mazir to repeat the entire Shemon Esrei, we're not mazirin to repeat even one bracha. So the Yochid says, Aneinu in the middle of Shemet Tzilo, not a bracha that's me'asma. What are you going to say? Whoever forgot to say Aneinu in the middle of Shemet Tzilo should say Ben Shemet Tzilo, let it say, as a bracha that's me'asma. So that's also like Chazor. You're saying an extra bracha because you forgot Aneinu. So that's how Tayshi starts off. That's Kol Chayzus. So we're not going to do that. So Ben Ochanan says, you don't have to say another bracha. Just say the Aleinu, where you are. So the Rav Yon says, no, you can't do that. So Rav Yon is only going to hold, no. Shalom B'yotze Aleinu, if it's in the context of a bracha. And I'm a devout. The minigrad means like the Rav Yon, like the Ben Ochanan. That is not a problem. By benching the Mishakin and Nusaf to say, Rosh and Rosh Shabbat, Islam is a tesha. Can you explain why? Because the Dishamodim is all finished already. Here, the long Arichas and Tesh, this was really the Raya. This was the Raya of the Rabbein Ochanan. This is the Raya of Rabbein Ochanan. The Lord of the Hero, the Rabbein Ochanan, the Rochazim, the Bechafamodim, those who Shamachachon Machzirim, if he didn't start at Tagameh, the Gemara doesn't say Okaraglov. It's not that Tesis is quoting the Gemara and they're interpreting. They made up their own Lashon, and then they're explaining what their Modna Lashon means. Very strange. The Gemara and Daphne and Tesis says, whoever forgot to say Ritzei Yalavi Yavroi, whether it's Ma'akev or not Ma'akev, they say Broch When Rabbi Yishalayim Amin and Atay Vametus, Kidiyama the Kamadaf and Tesh Mishach Shabbatim Abrahu Kumar Dan, his Kabirat Atay Vametus, he said Shanashi Shabbatim Sumiluka, become an Ami Hassam, the Shkhidis is the Brahma, Yom Tazir the Brahma Farm. So the same is over here. Alma, five lines later, Alma Hechad de Layaka, Ailey Elishavim, what do you mean Hechad de Layaka? If you didn't start the next Brahma yet, you can insert the Haskarat Yishalayim where you are. The Makar Agla, what does it mean if you started the next Brahma, then Farfalm. Then if he says if you're Chayzus, and then you have to go back, if it's something that you're not Chayzus, you don't go back. So the same Hakanani, Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, the same is true, God is Shemana Esra, when you finish the bracha, where you should have said on Haskara, and you didn't start the next bracha, you have to say the Haskara where you are. And the Reed disagrees. Me, Rain, Rain, and Hakim, the Reed disagrees. The Shiny Hakim, because I'm Muslim. Why? She can't be a human bracha, it's because I'm a mate of love, they're right. What do you mean? Love their rights, it's not even the Rabbana on it. In the Rabbana, you have to say it's about Mitzvah. And it's not part of the benching. It's not part of the benching. So you finish with benching. So basically, there's no problem of Hefzik in between Bein Rachma and Yishalayim on name and it's about Mitzvah. Did it? Okay, and I hear most of the ground. It can't even show Hefzik, because it's not a Hefzik. My Kenny can't even show Hefzik. How do you come out of Hefzik? That's what says this time.
I think that's the same thing.
If he starts that Tayba Meitus, yeah, he doesn't have to repeat this Birchas
HaMoedim.
Then there's a bracha for Rosh
Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh
HaMoedim. Yeah.
But if he did start that Tayba Meitus, then Makar Agla, Shehichot Birchas HaTayba Meitus, if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, you have to go to the very beginning of the Birchas HaMoedim, Chodesh L'Rosh. And if it's Rosh Chodesh, isn't it? So go on, you go back to the finish. So that's the Machlev, the famous Machlev, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chavis says, in the Nigoyim, it's like the Rabbein Ochanan, like the Rabbein Ochanan. That you, whatever you forgot to say, so you can say it in between one broch and the next. The Rav used to have a taina that you should say, this is again what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Rav used to taina that why don't we try to make a distinction, what did you forget? If you forgot Yalavi Yofa or Aneinu, Yalavi Yofa doesn't really blend in the middle of the bracha. Yalavi Yofa is something that you insert in the middle. Aneinu, you insert in the middle of Shnetzim, and Yalavi Yofa insert in the middle of the bracha. But yeah, he can understand the Rabbein Ochanan Shik, the way we say in Shulchan Aruch, the Amud Bazaar, the Minigoy, no? That you, as long as you say in between this bracha and the next bracha is also the proper place. But the same Talamot of the bracha, or the Yalam Yisim, that's mamish achemik of the bracha. That's what you say this day in Talamator. Or you say, Ziyala Nishan, the same with her brother, the Hemshon, is part of the same sentence. Because you already finished the bracha, Atav Shim Chorochano, the Hodesh said, Mavarach Hashanim, so what do you mean you're going to say, the same Talamator, the bracha, Atav Shim, but it has to be part of the Nisach HaBracha. There it's more, there's more room to argue like the Rav Hayo, that you cannot be used to say the same Talamator, or Ziyala Nishan, unless it's in the context of a bracha. That's in the middle of the Nisach HaBracha. But in Shulchan Aruch, we don't distinguish like that. No, it says the same thing. It's allowed to forget the name rule. So according to Rashi, that the Seder of the Brachot and Tov is not the accuracy of whatever he remembers he tells you. No, but it means he already said right before the Amu Yisrael, said Rifayinu. And he already finished right before the Amu Yisrael. So then according to Rashi, let him say on the Eilus to Brachot and Tov with it. But we don't pass by Rashi. We pass by Tov, but you can say wherever you want. But the Chazan will say on the Eilus, you have to repeat Rifayinu. So that's called chayzer. They're not chayzer for forgetting on him. That's what Taisa said. They're not forgetting.
The Chazan
doesn't go back. If you finish your frame. If you didn't finish your frame rule, then he's not saying an extra bracha. Let him just say on him and then start again with frame rule. But if you already finished with chayla amisura, then he doesn't go back. If the Chazan forgot Aneinu as a second bracha, then go to Roshay. When he gets to Aneinu, when he gets to Shemet Tzimah, he says it like we would say it without a Hasina. Right. That's the way Tzimah should have been.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's cool.
Right.
Very nice. That's what he
comes
out. I want to say, Brooklyn, I'm not the same brother. 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 I'm not the did man should be from English or Italian? Did they say Shalom Yilcha Berachim? No. Kibbutz Goli. What's the bracha for Kibbutz Goli? Say that bracha. I think some Hashem say yes, but they did say that because there were so many Jews who lived in Chutzlaret, and they always wanted them all to go on Aliyah. The Roman Jews who were living in Chutzlaret, so the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael who were living right near the Beit HaMikdash, right around the corner from the Beit HaMikdash, near Atika, they would always be mispalel for Kibbutz Goli. So it's not only a bracha that would recite Bizmana on Golis, it was even Bizmana Binyan, they would be Mavakesh on behalf of Rachel and Bnei Yisrael, living in Chutzlaret. I think Rishonim have like that. Rishonim have like that in Shul, Ashkelon, something like that. The Mishnah Berurah has a shaila. What if, let's say, a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he forgot to say Yalo V'Yavoi, and he already said the Chassid Mishnah Berurah from Baruch Atah Hashem, and he's about to say Hamachaz Mishnah Berurah, and then he realized that he's about to say Yalo V'Yavoi. So what should he do? So the Mishnah Berurah says what he should do is he should say Lamdei Nechukecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, then he says Lamdei Nechukecha. And then he say Yalav Yavoi, and then he should say because of then and then he should have a Simra. Because the only time we rely on the Rabbi Nachmanim is he already finished the bracha. But if he didn't finish the bracha yet, then we have an eitzah to make it that he didn't finish the bracha. Let him make a pasuk out of it. And others disagree.
We're hefty.
He said a pasuk in the middle.
Yes,
the hefty. So others disagree that since. Bottom line, we pass on a level like Rabbi Nochanan, except for those who follow the Gonshi. But the mind, most people follow the Rabbi Nochanan, the Rabbi Natan, that if you finish Hamas, you can also the team you didn't start writing yet, so then you say Yahweh Yahweh where you are. Then why should you use this label, this kun? To say, if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you didn't finish yet, instead of saying Hamas, you can also the team, you can write it into a Celtic and say, Rabbi Nochanan, the Mishnah Berurah himself writes that that's a shvera eitzah, it's a very shvera eitzah, because when you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you didn't have a mind to conclude with a prophet. You had a mind to finish in that bracha. So it's really not right to end with Lamdei Nechukecha. That itself is only a kunda b'shachatcha. So many folks can disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. Later folks can disagree, and they say no. They simply talk like the Rabbeinu Hanan. So it's better to finish Hamas with Shanat Lissia, to say all of the other, where you are, like we follow the Rabbeinu Hanan. The shaila which for the yevad is worse. Like an omenah, we might have a shaila. It's nichlim achulah l'tzile stronger or a tefillah more much stronger. This all about like which is the weaker b'di'evit. If Allah Zohan Rabbeinu Ha'anim is such a weak b'di'evit, because the Ri and the Rav Hayor and the Vilna Gaon disagree, or this one to convert the bracha into a pasuk, bracha Hashem, and then to say, I'm Ben Chikecha, and it is a stick of hefnik in the middle of Shemaref, and all of a sudden he says a pasuk, and he didn't have a mind machine pasuk, but that's also only because he goes. That's a shame, which is the bigger video?
Could you say Bruch Atah Hashem instead of Yal V'Yacho? And then end it off when he ends, and he says...
Not the I don't think so. Then he's not Yair Tzvah. Then he's not Yair Tzvah. No, he can't say in the middle of a Bracha, Yal V'Yacho. Okay, that's the famous type. The Machlag is the Rehin, not the Nacham. Yeah, according to the Ri Tefsir. So we follow the Minhag HaOlam Tefsir. The Minhag HaOlam is like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Yochanan. That is not a Tefsir. That is not a Tefsir.
According to the Rabbeinu Yochanan, if you wish an Afrishma to see the optional to say, can all the others go back to the same? You must be all the way
up. Can I go back to the same? Can I go back to the same? That's called Chayzer. Not only is it Chayzer if you repeat the Hoshma Nesh, it's Chayzer just to repeat the Brach also.
Even if you're sure to go back to the same, you must go back over the whole thing now?
He says,
so this you can do even with a Kurdish night too. If you forgot Yahweh the Yogo and you didn't stop later, you could say Yahweh the
right
day.
Right, that's what
you're
going to do. Yeah. Okay, we start at the next era. Ein amdin v'hispavlo mitzach kaibet reish. When a person comes into shul, let's say, comes in late to Myron, comes in a little bit late to Mincha, and everybody is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So in Shacharis, if you come in and they're all in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're not supposed to spell the Shmoneh Esrei. You're supposed to have Slichot Gruba Letzila, which is more Odif, which is more important than Tzila Letzila. Tzila Letzila means everybody says Shmoneh Esrei together. So Odif has Slichot Gruba Letzila, but by Mincha, should the person say Ashri first, and then start Shmoneh Esrei, and the Tzila is going to already be two pages ahead of him in Shmoneh Esrei? No! If he walks in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so you start Shmoneh Esrei with him, so he won't say Ashri. They don't say Ashrei Le'efka. The whole idea of saying Ashrei before Mincha is to prepare yourself for Kodesh Rosh. But if he already said Shemaneh Esrei, he wasn't going to say Ashrei later, he won't accomplish anything. But by Meirev, although we taught him that there is an Indian of Smichas Gula L'Tzilah, but it's the first thing saying Shulchan Aruch, and the Chabad quotes, that it's others to have Tzilah B'Tzibur, that's to have Smichas Gula L'Tzilah. So if you come in, and the minion is already up to Shmoneh Esrei, so he says Shmoneh Esrei with him, and then you say Kriya Shmoneh with the brachas later. So what happens if the person walks in and they're about to say Shmoneh Esrei, so the Mishnah has a dinner, and under the Mishpalel, and the Terech Kodesh Rosh, you don't just walk into the shul and right away start saying Shmoneh Esrei. You have to have some hachonis in advance. So normally we have all the hachonis in the world. Normally Shabbos you have half an hour's worth of hachonis. In Mincha you have Ashrei with Kaddish, you have hachonis. And Mari has a speech on Yavachonis. But the Shabbat, what if the person just walked in and they're already in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? So you have to have some Achonis. How much? So that's what we learned to taste this last week. We learned to taste this commented on the Gemara. Kedei Shir, Hiloch Dalar Amis. He has to wait. He's a mask for Kedei Shir, the Skull of Gaita Olo. The taste is quoted to Yerushalmi. That's the Shir for Kedei Rosh. The person, before he starts saying Shmoneh Esrei, has to pause at least for a few seconds the amount of time that it would take to walk Dalet Amis and think about the fact that he plans to daven Shmoneh Esrei. He's about to daven Shmoneh Esrei. No. Okay. I don't know if that's sheer dalav. That's a shaila. The Gemara says that when you finish one esrei, you take 3 steps back. So the Rishonim assume that when you finish one esrei, you take 3 steps back. So then before you start one esrei, you probably take 3 steps forward. As it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash Rabbi says on that pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Moed, that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the snare, so he walked close to the snare. So the Medrash says that he took 3 steps. And that's what the Mefarshim say, that that's the marker that whenever we want to daven, so we want to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we don't just, we're in the middle of fixing an automobile, we're in the middle of whatever else we're doing all day long, in the middle of Lashon Hara, in the middle of reading a newspaper, whatever, and then in the middle of everything, we just say Shema Esra. So that's not right. We should walk away a little bit from our activities, our daily activities, and show that we're approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How far away are we in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Medrash says 3 steps. Some people want to show Kilu, they're so far away from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, but they're coming so close to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, whatever, that they want to take more than 3 steps. And that's what the Medrash says, no, 3 steps is not too much and not too little. That's the right amount. So you should take 3 steps forward when you're about to daven. You take 3 steps back when you finish. That's a shaila. What if a person, let's say, davens all the way up in the front, by the Mizrach line? And there's no way to walk, he said, you know, walk through the window. So the Rosh Hashulchan writes, so you should walk back first 3 steps, to make Ha'achonah, to make Ha'achonah. You should walk back 3 steps in order to be able to do this thing of walking forward 3 steps. And others say not so. If they draw quotes from earlier Ha'achonah and say not so, they say no. If there's room to walk forward 3 steps, they do. If there's no place to walk forward, you don't have to walk back to make Ha'achonah. Ha'achonah for Ha'achonah. If there's no way to walk forward, so you don't walk forward. So you take one entry where you walk. But still, you should pause a little bit. Walking the 3 steps will also count. The saying Hashem Tzvata Tzitzach may or may not count also. We discussed it. Whether Hashem Tzvata Tzitzach is a chelik of the Shemana or not. So it's not a chelik of the Shemana, what is it? It's a ha'achonah. Okay? So if he's walking backwards, forward, saying Hashem Tzvata Tzitzach, it may be that the walking backwards and forwards with the saying of the Tzvata, that may be the amount of time that you'll need for the Kedeki of Shalom. Initially goes probably before they had that minute to say Hashem Tzvata Tzitzok, or the Takana to say Hashem Tzvata Tzitzok, and before they had the minute go to Takana to walk forward 3 steps. So this man, before they had, they didn't have Ashra either before in Minnecha, they just said Shmoneh Esrei. That's what Taisa says on the next Zaf. That this man is there, we yaitse, because we say Ashra, we have the Brichot Kriya Shema before Shacharis and before Meiris, everything is taken care of. But the Mishnah goes, well, you don't have all of that. You don't have all Achonah, so then you have to have a little bit kind of grace before you begin the Shmoneh.
If you have
Mizrach Hazorah Shmoneh, I come in the middle of Hazorah Shashav. So if I'll say Ashrei and then Shmoneh, so I won't get Tzilu D'Tzibah. If I'll say Shmoneh, I'll get Tzilu D'Tzibah. Is that called Tzilu D'Tzibah? Is that called partial Tzilu D'Tzibah? As any another dry, that's a partial thing of the Tzibah. The easiest thing of the Tzibah is if you have 10 people, like 6 people, davening the Shmoneh Esrei at the same time. And the Chazan Ish says, but if you have the Chazan repeating the Shmoneh Esrei with the Kol Ram, and you're staying along with him, then that's also a partial theme of the Tzibah. Then he writes on that sin, and the Chazan Ish writes, it's called the Kasafti, believe you in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's in the Dibi Apaski, they don't say that. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't say such a word. That's the latest word. But the Chazan is repeating the Shmoneh Esrei, it's considered as if he's representing the whole Sidur. So when I'll say along with the Chazan, that'll also be a partial key of Sidur Tzibur.
You have to say, if you're going to do that, you have to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazan. It's not just enough to say two last
times.
No, let's say if you have 10 people davening, Shtila Shmoneh Esrei, Shtila Balachas. That's called Tzibur Tzibur, as long as they all started at the same time.
If you come in the Chazan Tzav to Shmoneh Esrei, you want to do it
instead. Start with the Chazan.
You have to call the whole Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazan.
Why the whole Shmoneh Esrei?
Because
let's say the Chazan is going to go faster than me, he's going to go slow.
Or in Kedusha.
Yeah. Yes. After Kedusha, after I finish answering the Kedusha, now Beth Hashala, what should I do?
Yes.
Should I say Ashrei, in which case, by the time I'm going to finish Ashrei, he's already going to be finished with all Chazor Shashat. Should I say, or should I leave out Ashrei, I should be working on the Ashrei today, and start saying the Shmoneh Esrei when he starts saying Atachayra? Well, so that's what the Chazon Ish and others recommend, that is also a partial theme of Tzibur D'Tzibur. So they would recommend to be Merchel on the Ashrei today. Tell me later, maybe to say the Ashrei before Mincha. you work on the ashray and start saying Shema Nesra. You look through the lakas right after the Hakela Kaddish.
So it's better to say Shema Nesra, start to say her Kedusha first and then start your Shema Nesra? Or if you come in when he starts to do the shot? Is it better to start with the Kedusha with the Davin and say Kedusha with the oil together, or is it better to wait for the Shas?
The practice in the Shulchan Aruch is that it's better to say your Kedusha in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. In the middle of your Shmona Esrei. The only shaila in the Shulchan Aruch is, what if you have a Hechei Kedusha? Is it preferable that everybody should start together with the Chazan, all together, and they should say Kedusha in the middle of their Tfilah Balachash? Or no? That they should wait till after the Chazan finishes the Kedusha so that they have nine people entering on there after Hakela Kodesh, and then everybody should start with the Tfilah Balachash. So the Ramah writes the second way. The Ramah writes that it's preferable. The Ramah quotes the Tushitu. The Ramah quotes the Tushitu, and it's Machriya that whenever it's, if it's so late before the Shkia, that you think you're just not, the people are just not going to finish Mincha before the Shkia, before whatever's mine. Whatever you're sure was ungenomen is the Sabbath man, whatever this man happens to be, so it's so late before that man that you just won't be able to finish a Shmon Esrei before. So then the Ramah mask him also, that everybody should start along with the Chazan, word for word, and then they should take Lush in the middle of their Shmon Esrei, and nobody will enter on the Rav Tzalkel Kodesh. But it's not that late, it's just not, there's not enough time to have a whole Chazan Tashad. But we're not that pressed for time that... If we'll wait till after we'll enter Kedusha and Akela Kodesh and nine people will enter the Kazan, then we can all start Shema Nesra and Mincha, and we'll all finish before this man is up. But then the Ramah is Machriya that the Kira Gavin is preferable to have nine people entering Akela Kodesh. And that's what they should do, so we recommend the other way. We used to recommend that you should always stay along with the Kazan because the Kedusha should really be recited in the middle of your Shema Nesra. So when you have a Chazaras Hashad, the Chazaras Hashad relates to everybody, so it's in the middle of my Shema Nesra. So the Chazan is saying the Shema Nesra, and he has all the people in the Tzibur. So the Kedusha is being recited in the middle of Mashaneh. But if there is no Chazaras Hashad, then, fine, you have answered Kedusha, but you're not going to the Chayvat Kedusha. So you're to the Chayvat Kedusha. He thought, like the other sheep in the Ramah, that it's preferable that everybody should start
together.
Fila Balachash together with the Chazan. It's going to be Hayach Kedusha. Every year, when Dr. Belkin used to have Yotzeit, he was down with the Bachrim in the Kailah. And every year he would make a Hechet Kedusha. He didn't want to make a Hazaras Hashas. And every year the same spiel would go on. That the boys would start saying Shmona Esrei with him. And then afterwards he would be angry. He would turn around and he said, I come to Yeshiva. Nobody knows enough of the din in the Mishnah Brura. That he's supposed to wait to enter. Hakel HaKadosh, nine people have to enter. And then start Shmona Esrei. So the boys didn't want to argue with him. They didn't want to tell him the Rav Soloveitchik felt that it's more correct to follow the other opinion of the Ramah. So the Ramah quotes the two opinions. Machriya Natsa.
So
you say along the Kaddish softly. I'm in the middle of a different broker. But if I'm saying along with the Chazan, I just said, Mechaya HaMeisen, and we're right up to what the Kaddish, then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Amir Rabbah, I can answer the Kaddish, not only answer, I should say the Kaddish Shem Chodron Amorcha, not out loud, I should say softly, so that my answering Kaddish will blend into my Shmon Esri. Shouldn't just say, your Shmon Esri, this is Ramah Kod Tosu. Shouldn't just say, let's say when there's a Hechei Kaddish, and you're davening along with the Chazan. It's such a Hechei Tosu. They shouldn't say, Mechaya HaMeisim, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzorochim, Tzorochvar Hashem, and come and Yimloich, and then say after Kadosh. No! The Ramah says, you say the Kaddish Shem Chobayim, so that the Amirat HaPsukim of Kadosh, Kadosh, and Tzorochvar Hashem, and come and Yimloich, should blend into one long paragraph, and he says you should say then L'dor L'dor. You should say L'dor L'dor is not a Nusach that's only recited by the Chazan, Chazorot Hashad. It's the Nusach Rata Kadosh to accomplish that the Kiddush should blend into the Bracha of the Shmon Esrei. Since the conclusion of the Kedusha is Yimach Hashem Lom Kassim Zobador HaLukah, instead of saying after Kodesh, you say the Zobador and I give God Lecho, so that the Tzukim of the Kedusha blends in into the Broche of after Kodesh. So if I'm not the Shneach Tzibur, okay, Lusha Sprite say after Kodesh, you want to have Chazor Hashad, fine. So if I don't Lusha Sprite, I should say after Kodesh, when I'm saying along with the Chazor Hashad, but if one Dab is Lusha Ashkenaz, And as a shlechtu, he would be mocked to recite the Davador. Even not as a shlechtu, the Mishnah Berurah quotes now more like that. Actually, Moshe. Even if he's not a shlechtu, he's a private person, and the Chazan is saying the Hechad Kedusha, or the Chazan is not saying the Hechad Kedusha. The Chazan is saying the Chazorot Hashad to Minchan, I came in late. So as far as I'm concerned, it's like a Hechad Kedusha. So I should say the Kaddish Hashem Chavoylam, firstly, and I should say all the lines in between, and I should say the Davador, so that the Kedusha will blend into my bracha. Blend into my shmonat, it won't just be an insert in between the brachas. Along, no, let's say the chazan is going to dumb very slow, very fast. I don't have to keep up with
him.
Yes, Moedim faces raises the problem with the Moedim. The Tesis says, I'm sort of down with Moedim. So it would be preferable that I should synchronize my davening with the chazan so that I'll say Moedim along with him. Unless the chazan is very slow and I know that I will finish all Shmon Esrei. Now the aim before he gets to Moedim, so I'll bow down. And if I didn't, and if the chazan is davening very fast or whatever, so then I should try to house cup and bow down when the chazan gets to Moedim. I should bow down, but it shouldn't look as if I don't want to bow down when everybody else is bowing down to say Moedim. Even if not the rest of them. But basically, the Gemara has a whole discussion what to do if you come in late to davening. The Gemara doesn't consider that the alternative. That you should bow down in the middle of Baruch Halein or whatever. So they said, because we're afraid, you're going to be miscarried to the Tirish Amilus to the davening, how can you help cope with the Tirish Amilus? But that's why we don't recommend that Eitzah. But they said, if you got stuck in the middle, so that's what you should do. You should bow down, and the Chazan gets to know you. And I'll say, so you don't see Moedim the Rabban. That's the Korea. The Hova is Chil of herself, and the Haidoya is Chil of herself. So if I'll be Korea at the beginning, or the end of any given bracha, that'll be a violation of Moshe Falakri. But if I'll be Korea in the middle of a bracha, that's okay.
The
Then I should say in the Kaddish in order that the Kedusha should blend into my Shmonesh. There shouldn't be an exit. If I'm not davening Shkilu Shmonesh, I'm listening to the Chazorot Hashan. So many of our friends say that the more correct meaning is that you don't say the Kaddish in front, you just say Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch and so on. You just say the Pesukim, you don't say the lines in between. But if I'm in the middle of my Shkilu Shmonesh, then the Gavta I should say. No, if you're the Shliach Tzibur, then you have to say the Dovidot. But if you're not the Shliach Tzibur, you're davening Shkilu Shmonesh. No, you're davening Shkilu Shmonesh, you say that you say Atta Kodesh, the same way you always do. Unless you're the Shliach Tzibur, so you're supposed to say it. So whatever your nesach is, that's what you say?
Okay.
You're saying to it quietly. You say Zabim Tzof. Okay. You need a person who's davening to lock us together with the chazan. Plain, normal case. That's the same shayla as all the time, I think. No? Whenever you enter Kedusha, do you just... not really. I don't think so. The Shulchan Aruch has two minhagim when you enter Kedusha. Does he have Kedusha? Yeah, the Kadesh Yishim Chavah Olam. Does everybody say the Kadesh Yishim Chavah Olam? Kishen Shman Vishman Vishman Ram? Kakusaba Yadim Yech Likor Zel Zevi Omah. Only the Chazan says that? Or everybody says that? So the older minig was that only the Chazan says that. Then you say Kadosh, 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 Hashem's prophet. Then you say, Oz the Kolash, Kodal, Mechaz, Mashiach, Kol, 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 Mechaz, Mashiach, the older minig was that only the Chazan says that, and many people have the minig, but everybody says it. According to the older minig, according to the Yekisha minig, But it's a regular day actually, and it's a regular post day, and I'm sure about it.
And a lot of Germans, they live in Germany, they're all in Germany. They write all the German in Harvard. So according to that mimic, they're not supposed to say the Yom HaKadosh Yom HaRita, so you have to leave out the other part.
Why do we call that information in
Czech? I don't think so. You just leave out the Yom HaKadosh Yom HaRita, because that's the calling upon the Tzibur to say the Kedusha. So then the Tzibur is not going to call upon the Chazan. Only the Chazan calls upon the Tzibur. And you say, when you come from HaKadosh Yom HaKadosh Yom HaKadosh, that's you say. Just leave out. That's you don't call upon the Chazan to say. The Chazan calls upon the Tzibur. That is the older meaning. But they don't give each other Mishur. Not that the Chazan gives the Tzibur Mishur, the Tzibur gives the Chazan Mishur. Only the Chazan calls upon the Tzibur to say the Kedusha, but the Tzibur does not call upon the Chazan.
Get close. Before creation of the brothers, before we have Asher, before. So we don't even need this Mishnah. If we need the Mishnah, if you walked into Shul and said it's not so then you have the old din. But when you have normal situation, a person comes to Shul on time, he never has to worry about observing the din in the Suda, the way it's printed. He's always going to observe the din. This is an old din before they had the tefillah worked out the way we have, with everything in the proper order. Is given amol din and amol salat itself kedush. Apparently you have to have a hachana for this tefillah. So the first tefillah you had a hachana, and now for the second tefillah you have to have a hachana for this tefillah. The first one is going to be a different nusach. One is going to be shachas, one is going to be nusach. One you forgot the other, one you're going to say the other. So you have to shachas and nusach. So it's a different tefillah. There's no use in saying Asher Yesterday Shmoneh Amot. The whole tachlis is to prepare yourself.
Once a year on Yom Kippur is a special day, then it's okay to say Asher Yetzer. But all year long, including Shabbat and Yom Kippur, for some reason I'll pick up all, it's not a problem. But the person comes in late to Shul in the morning, and the Chadim is up to Baruch Shammah. It starts from Baruch Shammah. You say Baruch Shammah and say the Karbonis later. Say the Karbonis later. With the Haidu later, yeah, the Haidu is actually the Karbonis, yeah. That you're going to say the Karbonis after the Tammanis. You say the Karbonis and then say Haidu later. You said Karbonis before Baruch Shammah, so then the Haidu is Hemshah. Because Haidu was the Shir Shalim HaYomrim, the Mishkan Shiloh, before they had the Tillim. Before David HaMelech composed the Tillim to be recited, they would say on Sunday, they said this Shir Shalyamim, on Monday they said that Shir Shalyamim, and so on. But before David HaMelech composed all of those Tillim, what did they say? So the Midrashim say that the Mishkan Shiloh used to say Hodol Hashem, the first one is Sukkah Masal. So the Hodol is a Hemshah from that point, this is why they say Hodol before Baruch Shammah. And even we don't have that minute, Minig Ashkenaz says that after Baruch Shammah, but still it's a Hemshah from the Korbanah. So if a person comes in late, if he says, if the Chazan has gone down very slowly, and he can say Sukkah Mizinah very quickly, the other Rabbis, let him say all the Korbanah, let him say that Sukkah Mizinah very quickly. But if he knows that he's not going to be able to catch up to the Chazan by Terechul, so then he should start Sukkah Mizinah and then say Korbanah after the Davin. That's not to say there's not the Akkad over there. Okay, we already learned part of this Mishnah. Chassidim are Rishonim, or Yeshoin Shoachas, and Mispalim, Kere Sheikhab Nolibam, Lavim, Shemashmai. They used to wait for Shoachas. How do you translate Shoachas? And the Pashup Shad, in a way, a while. Some amount of time, Shoah doesn't necessarily mean 60 minutes. And Rabbi Yonah said no.
Rabbi Yonah said that it means a full 60 minutes, and he brought a halachah to Yigmar later. So Yigmar said, Akashia, the Shem Shachas, and the Spalman Shachas, and then Shem Shachas after the davening. And he did it three times a day, Shachas Mincha Meiras. So when did they have a chance to learn? When did they have a chance to make any parnasa? So what was the kasha? Shachas means a while amount of time. Rabbi Yonah thought that that's a halachah, that the word Shachas is to be taken literally. So it means an hour, back in 60 minutes. Okay.
You have to have a raya. That sure means 60 minutes. Here there's no raya one way or the other. Some telling me it's a while. The Gemara in the end of Yivamis, the Gemara has a din, if a woman is married and her husband dies, so she's permitted to remarry. What if her husband drowns in the ocean, you never retrieve the body? So if you never got the body back, maybe he's still alive. But if far-fetched, how can he be alive? He's standing there for an hour or two. How many minutes? Let's say we're standing, a man fell into the ocean. 2 minutes, we don't see him, and then we drive away. And you say, Minateri, she's Minateri, so you don't say, and did he have it if this is like they say? No, 2 minutes, the person, maybe he popped up later, maybe still alive. You have to wait an amount of time, not should take the answer. So how long is that? How long can a person be underwater and not be? So you ask a doctor, they'll tell you how long, how many minutes? It's a certain number of minutes. So the Achrayim have a whole discussion based on the Gemara at the end of the Yivamah, so the Gemara says, so the Shoye, 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 they take 3 hours. The Achrayim understand the Gemara literally. Shoye, 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 Shlishes, it didn't come up. You see, the Gemara, he needs 3 hours under the water. Less than 3 hours, he's at Surah Menatur. Maybe he's holding his breath for 2.5 hours. The Pashup Shad over there doesn't mean Shoye, it means
an hour.
It means a while, they made it a while. They've got another while. That's the Shaila and Shach in different places. Whatever it says Shoah, whether you take it literally in the sense, the modern sense, the Shoah means an hour, 16 minutes, the Shoah means a while. And the amount of time is there, and the Hefter Rabbunus, the Simon Gizayim, and Ebenezer, there are quite some things about that. But you take that Gemara literally, Shoah, Shoah, 3 hours under the water, it means, 15, 20 minutes.
If it needs a little while, it could be sure it could be a little while.
It says they waited a while. They waited a while and they thought it's probably dead. But then they figured, let's give him another chance. Then they figured, let's give him another chance. They waited 3 times the amount of time. It should have been normal for him to pop up.
At a pace that you have the time eating comet, they should all be sure.
There's also a machlokes is where the shop is money is than that. Where the Adam Tov Shach is Adam Tov Shnesha is. Where the Yisra Hanrom is the Rabbana begins 60 minutes before Hatzais. The Yisra Achila begins 120 minutes before Hatzais. No. The Yisra Hanrom begins one shot money is before Hatzais. And the Yisra Achila begins 2 shots of Shoz money. Chatzar Afkimin, a few minutes. Sometimes Kapten Afkimin, a few minutes. So the Ramah quotes the Machlokes about that. The same thing by davening Mincha. You're not supposed to daven Mincha within the first half hour. It's a Chatzroi, so the Mishnah Berurah raises the Shaila. A half an hour means 30 minutes, or a half an hour means a half of a Shoz money. Kapten Afkimin, sometimes the hours are longer than 60 minutes, and sometimes the hours are shorter than 60 minutes. So Mishnah Berurah sort of recommends that you go with Kumran both together. That's a half hour.
Commissioner,
I don't think this goes on the Shemoneh itself. I think there's a new pitch in the Mishnah. When he's in the middle of the Shemoneh, he says then he's not supposed to be mafkid at all. Still, I'm not sure of the Shlomer. It was a piece of it. It's a melech and kilo. Real talking stuff on the better say hello. But if it's a melech Israel, the Gemara says to them, there's no suffix stuck on it. But then in the middle of Shemoneh, he's not mafkid. If he's mispower, what is being mispower? I feel I'm not sure of the Shlomer, like you should be, shouldn't be mafkid for anything. I've called it now, you would just not have the hefkid. I feel a nachash if there's no sakana. Sometimes there's an office with a sakana. But then I've had the pikuach message, don't tell them to get everything. If there's no sakana, I feel a nachash karach ala kebo, lo yavr. Zod bini mora bina hani mili. How did the Tana know this halach is that a person has to put himself in a mood of COVID rosh? Rashi says COVID rosh means hachlo. How do you know you have to be in a mood of COVID rosh before you start trying to ask? Maybe happy, have a lechayim before you start davening Shmoneh Esrei. Why not put yourself in a good mood and be very cheerful with the Rebbeinu Shlom, buddy? Buddy, how do you know you have to be in a completely different mood? How do you know you have to be in a state of kodesh rosh? You have to have a thought to come out of love, to come out of the Torah. It says Machana was davening. We don't have a lot of dinim regarding Tzila from Chana. It says the Imoras Nefesh, she was in a very serious state of mind. So we learn out all the other dina from Chana, so we learn out this dina also, Frank the Gemara, but it says the he. Sure, we learn out all the other dina, but here it says the he.
Yeah.
And maybe the word the he means she happens to think, she was different. She happened to be in a dead, serious mood. Maybe that's why to us. Never, she had no children. Frank the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know to derive from there to anybody else? Duma Chana, Shana, Tabas, Maria, Liba, Tuba. She was taka very bitter. She had no children, and the other wife, Panina, used to always make fun of her that she had no children. So she was very bitter. Elam Rabbi Yisrael, you have to have a different process. When Dovin Amel Adam, she says, "Ani Berachaz, the Holy Sefer, Tachon Hefen Kol Shecho, the Year of Secho." Since it says the Year of Secho, he davened to the Rebbeinu Shlom in the state of Meira. Frank the Gemara writer, but it says Vani. That process says Vani. He was the king, he's worried that that's all of the source of a gunfire, so I don't have to worry about everything that's up in America. The economy was no good, and the government and the yeshivas had no money, and everything was in the peace talks, and everything was falling apart. The Pashtetli is the year of Secha. The head of any country is ready to get a nervous breakdown. So maybe Dublin and Melo is talking about me. My, how can you learn that from that topic? You had a lot to worry about. You were worried about the whole government. So you have to find the pasuk where it doesn't say the he, where it doesn't say vani. It just says for everybody and anybody that you should be in the state of kavirush. It was something about Hashem, maybe a different pasuk. Mehacha, yistachav Hashem v'hadras kodesh, al tikri v'hadras kodesh elo becherdas. The hey. The hay and the chair that written kematis. The practice, not anymore. The practice was that they used to have a hay where the regal hasmovi was touching the top. And the Gemara has a whole discussion whether it's possible for the evidence. The Gemara must say Hashabbos. When they're talking about the allegory, the Gemara has a discussion whether that's possible for the evidence. But there are a lot of stories from the old firm from Chumashim that we still have at Ayamazan. We have those old firms where the regal hasmovi touches the top. So that's what the Gemara, the Yishalmi says on Lim. The Gemara has later on also the next favorite. Kodesh Chilulim Lashem. So the Gemara does Chilulim as if it were written Chilulim because the hay is written Kemat like a ches, practically like a ches. So Rabbi Kivega can quote it. But mainly here, the Rabbi Kivega and Daph Laman Ham and Allah quote it. You does Kodesh Chilulim, Lashem Chilulim, Achalei to be quoted and Marcus Shani. So the first Rabbi Kivega to quote are Yerushalmi and Peya. But mainly Rabbanan Ben Heilachas, they didn't refrain from darshaning hey, is this what written ahead? And Eila Hazavarim says another drasha. How do you know that they were lamentas of Malachis? So they darshan Eila Hazavarim Aleph Lamed, hey, is this what written Aleph Lamed Ches? It's a gematria of 39 Aleph Malachis. In the Bavli it's a different Dvarim Hazavarim Eila Hazavarim. The Bavli has a little different, but the Yerushalmi says but that's a legitimate drasha. You can read a hey, is this all written? Oitzis mechalvim, this chalvim, this will be written. So he wrote it. It says, "Shafal Hashem b'hadras kodesh," in a very elegant state of kedusha. But you read it, you interpret it as this will be written the cherdas kodesh, with a lot of hachna and yerushamayim. Yes. Thanks to check that kasha over here. Why do you have to dray? The next part it says. Ishtafel Hashem had us kodesh chilul in palat kol aretz. Shtei tochilul in palat kol aretz. sitta from the Rebbe Shlomo. What do you have to go a whole day with the Dash and Hayes if it's with Makaz? Let's read the next word in the Pasuk, because Hayes says no. It's a two different Sukkim and Tilim. The Gemara is dashing that Pasuk, Yishtafa Lashem Ha'amim Kodesh, the one, the Mizmah of David, where the whole Mizmah of David has 18 times the Shem Hashem, and the Shmonek is patterned after the Mizmah of David, and we assume that everything is Mechub and all the brachas of the Shmonek, Mechub and Kenegez, the phrases in the Mizmah of David. So on that Mizmah, which, and that's why the meaning is that we stand, so we take Kabbalah Shabbos, so we stand up for Mizmah of David, like you stand for the Shmonek, because the whole Shmonek is based on that. So that, in that Mizmah of David, it says, Yishtafel Hashem v'hadras kodesh. There it doesn't say Chinam v'hadras. So it says that the Gemara Darshan, v'cheredas kodesh, you should have a lot of hachnoah when you say Mizmah of David. When you say this one after, you shouldn't say it in a very cheerful mood. You're not supposed to have the choir singing away happy nigunim there. It's supposed to be in a very serious tone at that time. The other part of the Kavala says Chinam v'hadras, but it doesn't say in conjunction with Shmoneh Esrei. You should have Yerushalayim, right? But it doesn't say that that's the mood that one should be in when he says Shmoneh Esrei. We want to have a marker from this pair. So that's what the Gemara Darshan, Bahadur Kurdish, Bahadur Kurdish. Very big Gemara. What's the Hechrich to say? Bahadur Kurdish means Bahadur Kurdish. Maybe read it the way it says Bahadras. What does it mean? Hadras. So you should dress very nicely. You should just come into shul with your dungarees and in an old hat, yeah, and a pullover and so on. A person should come in and dress formally. Big mommy, my, how do you know what's the hechrich to darshan like that? The hadras is the chadras. The cheredas, he's switching the letters also. Cheredas, not just darshan a hair like a cheres. What's the hechrich? Normally, the name of hadras mamish, and it means he should dress properly. Because the rabbi to have him sign up shiva and actually, he should dress himself up formally before he would damage manesrei. Elu zot b'gemar we have no chapas. Elam rabnach mayitchad mehachananda pasuk. It says if doros Hashem beyiru, the gilu berada. What does it mean if doros Hashem beyiru? Like avayu shebalei. Gilu the chachanim had a tradition avayu shebalei. The of the b'chol avachim. The gemar has on the first half in Tainus refers to tefila. So here it says, Yudu HaShem B'Yiru, referring to Tzilah. Then it says, V'Gilu B'Rada. When you recite the Tzilah, the Avodah Shabbalev should be done, the Gilu B'Rada.
If you use this goofy
Gilu. And afterwards he would daven. And after he would daven. First he would dress himself up, but not then, he would daven Shmalev. That's what it means, Tzilah. After he dressed himself up properly, afterwards he would daven.
And you use the pussy gives you can also use the pussy gives us Hashem the same cool boy that's gonna feel longer.
That's also true. Mark's gonna talk about that in a second. I'm just saying. So this pasuk said you should have the Avodah Shebalev should be in the state of Ra'ada. Gemara in effect is asking your question. Frank Gemara, my the Gilu the Ra'ada. What does that phrase mean? The Gilu and you should rejoice the Ra'ada in trembling. What does that mean? It's really your kasha that you ask. The other pasuk says, Yidduot Hashem b'simcha, Yidduot Hashem b'nana, and here it says, Yidduot Hashem b'yira, the Gilu b'rada, Yidduot Hashem b'kala k'sira. So Amar Abad b'amasna, no, it's not k'sira. The Rabbi Yehuda has a comment of it, so he says, when you're dealing with a boss of a dom, a relationship with another boss of a dom, and this boss is always miserable to me, and he keeps on giving me tzoris, and I have ulcers from him, and I have aggravation, or the melech, or the chief of police, whatever, and they keep on giving me the deepest. So that's going to be a relationship of a year of pachad. I have another person who's very friendly with me, that he never did me an avla in his whole life, that's going to be a relationship of simcha, it's not going to be a relationship of year. By interpersonal relationships between two people, so normally either you have pachad or you have simcha, you don't have a blend of both. By the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there's no spirit. The Pesukim are telling us there's no spirit you can have Yidras Hashem B'Simcha V'el upon the B'Nana, and the last office you can have Yidras Hashem B'Yiro B'Zverodah. You can have Gilu B'Zverodah. You can have both. You can have Avot Hashem and Yiras Hashem at the same time. It's not that sometimes during the year we fulfill the Avot Hashem, and sometimes during the year we fulfill Seret Mechuba, we fulfill Yiras. And all the other ones more or less are happy-go-lucky, we fulfill the Avot Hashem. No! Everything is B'Vat Achas, and there's no spirit. Everything.
The more the stress there is, the simple rather than the reward.
That's what the Rebbe Yehuda says. There's no steal. You can have both at the same time when dealing with the Rebbe Shalom. That's what the Gemara says. My deal with the Rebbe. What does the phrase mean? Sachasir and Eidei. Gila means in a happy state. Rebbe means pachas. Amar Abba Amat. Amar Abba. Welcome to the Shantei Rebbe. When you have simcha with the Rebbeinu Shalom because of the Skav is holding to the Rebbeinu Shalom, then you should have Rosh also. Then you should have Pachad Yira. There's no steer.
Maybe that shouldn't have Gila so much, then you should lose yourself. You should have a Rosh to control your Gila.
That's another pshat. That's another pshat. That's not
it's
what
you're saying.
That could be another pshat. I think we shouldn't give that pshat. Based on the Hemshach HaGemara. We're going to perhaps say that a little later. So the Gemara tells the story, Abai, how the Yosef Kamei, the Rabbi, Abai was a Talmud of Rabbi. He was brought up by Rabbi. He was a Yosef. Chaziyeh, the Rebbe saw the Havikobot of Tuvah. He saw that the Talmud was in a very happy, cheerful mood. It was a little too much. It was a little too much of a joking mood. Omar, so he tied it to him, I stayed till the Gimel of the Rabbi, you have to tone yourself down a little bit. Amalei, I know, Tzula Manachna. You don't have to worry about it, I'm wearing Tzula. So what does that answer mean?
It's a soul.
Now, Beni Yonah goes to Shita, what he said before, so he says it again over here. He says, when you're dealing with the boss of the Dom, you either have one or the other. When you're relating to the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no steer. You can have Simcha and you can have Pachad and Moira at the same time. So he says, I'm wearing tefillin. There's no steer. I'm happy. But because I'm doing the mitzvah, Rebbeinu Hashem has loved that tefillin. Rebbeinu Yonah learns that it's nothing unique about tefillin, nothing special about tefillin. He says, I'm doing any time you do a mitzvah, you're learning Torah, whatever. You can have simcha, you can have pachad yira, at the same time, there's no contradiction. That would be the response that Abai gave the Rambam. He's wearing tefillin, he's doing Rebbeinu Hashem, he had both together. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Tefillin, sounds like he's alluding to this Gemara, and he understands that it's tefillin something unique. He says, when a person, the Kedushas are tefillin as such, the Rambam writes, the Rambam has Hilchas Tefillin, the Tefillin and Mezuzah all one section. So he has Hilchas Tefillin, then Tefillin, and then at the end of the section of Hilchas Tefillin, at the end of Parakeh or something, the Parakeh starts Hilchas Mezuzah, that he, towards the end of that Parakeh, that he writes how great the Kedushas Tefillin is, it has so many shameless, the Gemara speaks, and you have to be careful not to be Mesiach Das, because of the Kedushas Tefillin. Then he says, and when a person wears the Tefillin, and it has a Hashpo on the person, that is called a Kakap to the Malach Tefillin, and it has an effect on his personality, on his neshama, and it makes him very serious. And he quotes that the Gemara says that one of the estimilis of Chassidus of Rav was that he never walked out of Amos Balei Tzila. Because wearing the tzila, that doesn't stop meaning that he did a mitzvah. He did more mitzvahs than other people. He says that wearing the tzila had an effect on his personality. While he was wearing the tzila, it has more of an effect. So the Rambam sounds a little bit as if he understood this from not like that Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm doing a mitzvah, therefore there's no contradiction. I can be a happy mood and have Yiras Hashem at the same time, because Gilu Berod is the Rambam, perhaps learned this Gemara, I'm not Tzila Manachna, you know, like you said, Chai, I'm wearing Tzila, that will control me, that will serve as a check. I won't go too far, you don't have to worry, I'm not going to, some people keep it around, they joke around, there's no Shia. They joke, so they start saying dirty jokes, what color jokes. So Abai says, you don't have to worry about me, that I'm going to get carried away too much late on. Is that wearing Tzila? The Tzila is going to have a Hashpa on me, and control this thing. Then he more tells Maisa with another Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu have Yosef Kamei Rav Zeir, Maisa, Chazi da Havik Kovar, Achsubi, he's very cheerful, Amar Lei, V'chol Etzer, Yiyah Moshe Ksiv, he says when a person is in a more serious state, V'chol Etzer, when it's Atzuk, Atzuk over here doesn't necessarily mean serious, it means in a serious state, Yiyah Moshe, he will gain a lot from being in a serious state, so how come you're in such a cheerful state, you should tone it down. He gave the same response, I'm not sure I'm not. Let me say, whatever the pshat is in the first story, there's a pshat in the second story.
That is contradictory, he said it to you to Nassim Peter, Rav Tzvi, that there's no concept of Yiro, he said before Shemanesli, you should have been told it was, the wording does not indicate Yiro, it rather indicates familiarity.
So that's like the Rabbi Yair, he says, there's no steer, you can have both again. You can have both, you can have this year, but we're going to, it's a year, it's a year.
Exactly the same.
Now the Gemara tells the famous story. My brother Ravina, Ovid, he ruled the bread. He made a chasana. He ruled it means a big party, a wedding. He was marrying off his son. Chazim of the Rabbanim, he saw the Talmidei HaYeshiva, the Talmidei would have a kabat chitubah. They were kibitzing a little too much. There's too much leitzan is going on. So in order to tone down his joy, I should pass with the micro. He took some kind of a very expensive glass. Micro, some kind of a glass, pass Arba Meir Zuzi. It was worth $400. The top of Tamai, when he smashed in front of them, and they all were shocked, they all got frightened, and they toned down their Yiyat Tzivu. And they became
serious.
They became serious. You dropped 400 bucks. I bought that. It's a manabit, but Sarah, we assume there's
no contact. We have a sound in the book, you will give away.
But that's our minute. That's what it says. We can't know, but we shot the smoke, and we do. Our minute is based on this humor. Because we want to control the joy. That's why there's no contact.
Because we want to remember the own violence.
That's a shiny whether that's the shot. We're going to learn the humor. Yes. There's a Mishnah in Talmud that says that the Kohanim used to sleep in the dormitory in the basement of the Beit HaMikdash. And those Kohanim that were there day, they launched a Mishnah, and then there was that day that they had to do the Avodah Shemitah. They had to come there very early, before the crack of dawn. So there was one person in the Mishnah house, there was one person who was in charge of waking everybody up. They had no alarm clock, so someone had to wake them up. So he would box them and wake them up. What happens if somebody is still sleeping? He wakes them up and he's still sleeping. Like in the dormitories, what do you do? So the Mishnah says, you set a torch. And he would start burning the guy's clothes. The weapon would wake up. So the Rosh over there, that's the Kasha, and the Jewish Rosh, I decided to tell him, what about our Kasha? So the simple answer that we would have said is, whenever it's with Torah, so there's no Baal Kasha, this is with Torah. Teach him a lesson. So you have to be on time. But the Rosh has a strange statement. He says, Hefke Bezen Hefke, and therefore there's no Baal Kasha. What do you mean? If something is hefty, you're allowed to destroy it. It's only about cash, because I'm not allowed to destroy someone else's property. I'm not allowed to destroy my property.
Have you had a property that you're there, and that's
He thinks that what the Rosh meant to say was what we would have said. Like how come on, whenever it's Masorah, then there's no Baal Kashkas, like Tyson says, whenever the Masorah, so there's no stop by the time. That's how I ride a horse. And the horse is unhappy that I'm riding the horse. I have a cow that plows the ground.
Yeah.
And the cow doesn't want to work hard. It wants to relax a little bit. He's going to say, never stop all the time. Whenever there's Torah for the other, there's no stop all the time. Even if it's only a Torah cup, there's also there's no din of stop all the time. The Ramon, in fact, the Ramon never says at the end of Simon Hay, quotes from the earlier question, what if someone wants to write with a quill pen? And he doesn't have a pen, so he has a wise goose. He wants to yank out a goose feather, but he doesn't want to shed the goose now. So the Rambam says, Nikra Dina Tumutta to yank out the feather for the goose while it's alive. And there's no reason of Tzav Bali Chaim because the Tzav Bali Yodim is Mutter. Even though, let him go next door, get someone else's pen. No, he doesn't want to go next door. It's Mutter. But the Rambam recommends you should be careful not to implant our Zoriyas within yourself. But strictly speaking, it's really Mutter. Just have to be careful that you may be mechalical your meaning. So just like whenever the Torah for the Adam, there's no Tzav Bali Chaim, whenever the Torah for the Adam, there's no Baal Tashkit either. So that's what the Rav Rom interprets in that Rosh. He says, but who's to determine what's the Torah for the Adam, what's not? So if I want to have the Talmidim toned down, they're kibbutzing a little too much in the middle of this Chassidim. So they're dancing a fish in a bank. It's a little too wild. So if I want to tone them down, so if I want to snip someone else's clay, you tell me that's not. He's not so worried about the Torah. I'm worried that I hold it the Torah. So the fishy tosca that you hold in the Torah, so there's no Baal Kashrut. Here, the rabbi in charge of waking up the Kohanim in the dormitory, he wants to wake everybody up, they should all be on time. The guy who's sleeping is not worried, the Avodah Zarah will be taken care of. So from his viewpoint, from his perspective, there is no Torah over here. So far as he's concerned, it should be a Baal Kashrut. Why is anybody burning his begotten? So that's what the Simush Rosh answers once they said, Hefker doesn't have care. So the Gadbai, the giver, who's in charge of waking them up, can decide. He can be a balabas to decide that there is a Torah for the other. I can't be a balabas to decide on your Kalim. If you hold this up, sir, you hold, you'll wake up in time. You hold this, someone else will take care of the Torah. As far as, from your viewpoint, there is no Torah. He said that's what the Rosh meant the same as what we understand. Yes. The pastor says he broke his own thing here. That's the shaila. In our chassan, we usually say that the inik to break the clay is zecha lechurban. So that's the shaila. How do you read the next gemara? The gemara tells right that story. Rabashi Rabbi Yehuda Lebrei, on the top of Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, Rashi had a chassan that his son, Chazinu Lerabbanan, Rabashi saw the Talmidim to have a kabbat kituva. They were kibbutzing a little too much. I should cast it into guys, the chivarta also, white glass. When Tabaka Maigon, he smashed in the front of everybody and he stunned them. The Yatibu. And they became more serious. So the Gemara has like this, Omer Rabban, Rav Hamnunez, who to be Hiluda, to Marbe the Ravina, and Ravina's son Chasinus, so they asked one of the Bach, who had a nice voice, Lishri Lon Mar, sing a niggin, sing a nice niggin. So from all of the good in the world, what does he sing? Omer the Ho, he sings an original composition. Vaylon the Mishman, Vaylon the Mishman, woe unto us that we're all going to die. All the time, you get a Ravaya thing. At the Chasin, he was singing violin in the
blood. The
Mepharshim say it wasn't Sam that he wanted to shock them, but smashing the Caleb. Some of the Mepharshim on the Yankees say that ultimately, a boy and a girl fall in love and they want to get married, so what are they thinking of? They're in love with each other. But what's in the back of their mind? The third called all the moments everyone's going to die, and they want to remain alive, and the way to perpetuate themselves is by having children, and the children will remain. After we die, so the children will remain alive. So that's what he was saying, something that's exactly, he hit the nail on the head. He was giving the upside of what a chassan is, all that's a bail on the mishma.
But yeah, it's saying, have to have a chassan.
We wouldn't need the whole chassan. The whole chassan is, we should realize that it's a serious thought. But because it's in the back of our head, and consciously, we're not subconsciously, that's the reason. Consciously, we're not thinking about that. They just, so that's why it's a little bit too cheerful at the wedding. So that's why he brought them back to what this is your realization. Now, that's the, so then they asked him, all right, nice nigga, what should we sing as a refrain? If you're singing violin, this one, I'm related to the Esther Raham Luna Zuti. Anan Hameni Batrop, what should we answer as a refrain after your standards? Amalos, he told them, say the following refrain. And so the mitzvahs have gone all along. Where the mitzvahs are going to protect us and going to take care of us. So what was the purpose of all of this? The Gemara has later. Next one. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shemam Shibai Choi. Everything is based on this. Also, Adam Shemam is Kharpi Boilam Azeh. You're not permitted to be too joyful. Boilam Azeh. Shemam Ogi Malet Kharpi No Shemim. This is in Shemam Malet. What do you see? Oz, then, and not now. Ain't one side. When will this take place? Man Shemam Abagam. He's going to Shemam Lassi Shemim. But Leikat or Nochnis. So when is that? Why is all the Yomavah going in Boilam Hazeh now? What's Boilam Hazeh? The day that the Gan Pashuk Shai Boilam Hazeh means Zman HaKorban. Zman HaKorban, even though the Shira Malas were written before the Chuvim Ha'ifishin, but it's the Shira Hashem HaShidosim, so they were speaking about the Golos. So they were speaking at that time, there's going to be sadness, and even though there'll be joy, it'll be toned down. And after the Binyan Bayit HaShlishi, all the Malas Chassina, then there will be joy. So that's what we usually assume, that the smashing of the kli and the singing of the serious digging violin on the mislan is all zechel achorban. What do you mean zechel achorban? Because all boilam hazeh, after love shemar is chaktiv, and boilam hazeh means kol zman hagol. So the Rabbeinu Yoinu doesn't say like that. The Rabbeinu Yoinu over here says, and you shouldn't say that it means zman hagol. No, doctor, it has nothing to do with the gol. It just means you have to be careful not to get too deeply involved in gashmir. When a person gets very involved in chumis and tashmis, boilam hazeh, he's going to forget about ruchnias. Oz yimali chafinu, as opposed to boilam hazeh means before the tikkun ha'olam, before the world has come to its completion, and there's still the ruchnias is hidden, and we only see gashmias, so you have to be very careful not to be overjoyed. Love, when the world will be in a state of tikkun, so then there won't be any chashash that if the person is going to be in a very happy mood, there's no chashash that he'll be too carried away with gashmias, because there won't be any yekahara then. The Gemara says at the end of Sukkah, I could have fallen very to shaft the yekahara lost long today. That is just, and that's what they told me. I never heard this. They told me that the Rav should be, well, the Rav used to be mocked about that. That the modern rabbis make an announcement under the chuppah. Now we're going to break a glass in order to remember the destruction of the temple. He's saying, what has got to do with destruction of the temple? It's based on the Gemara. The people didn't understand what he means. It's based on the Gemara. It's based on the destruction of the temple. The Pashuk Shad is because now there's more based on the Midrash, and we're crying, Amalek Hashem Arasim Chorti, and Rabbi Rabbi Arasim Arasim Chorti, that there will be a Beis HaMikdash. The Eim is done, I never heard this in the Rabbi. So people, all the time, Talmidim of Rabbi told me whenever he would hear a modern rabbi make this announcement, under the pronouncement, under the chuppah, he was very mocked at the time of Rashid, so he got angry at Rashid. Mishtami, he understood things more like that. Ben Yair does like that shot. That all it means, after the Chorban will be over, after the Golus will be over. But others learned the Toshib shot, like the shot that Ben Yair didn't like. That all it means when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt.
Right. It's just like a table, so to get the material.
Yeah,
but it's not the one the first shot.
Okay, no, how do you know? The same shot. We break a glass, right, based on his Gemara. His Gemara is based on Otto Lohan Shemal Kofi Boyle Mazer. Same thing. The shot is what he means, Boyle Mazer. Boyle Mazer means Gemara Golos Ha'achurbin. And it's there for the Korban. We don't want to be too happy because we're in a state of Golos Ha'achurbin. We shouldn't get so happy about it. Living in Chutzlar. Oh, no!
No, Marvin meets also.
More than all, you love the film, Marvin. I don't see, you can't really tell them, Tyson, which way. There are many other, as a tip shot, and he thinks that the one is more correct than the other. He thinks that it has no shaykhs with the Chur bin Beis HaMikdash. Then Igmar tells a story, Rish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, and his brother-in-law, Amr Olav Arish Lakish, in the Yom of Lamila, his Chos Pi, Barlam Hazem, and Chisham and Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi. He never heard of this memory, so when Rabbi Yechanan commented it, so from that time on, he was able to control himself, he used to tell me he was a big kid at 34, but from that time on, it became very serious, and he stopped joking around so much. That's quite a difficult stuff, that a person should be able to control his emotions, because he's a big. That's not easy. The Rambam holds that when it says in the Chumash Dvarim, when he goes to Gatel, it says, Lashir Mehem, Lashartum, and so on, you shouldn't be afraid. So the Rambam holds that that's one of the Rabbin in the Torah. You're not allowed to be afraid. When he told the fighting army, they're not permitted to be afraid. So the Rabbin is watching on the Rambam, and the meaning of this is, what do you mean it's Allah? He still gives the Havtocha, that you won't have to be afraid. The Rosh Hashanah is going to be with you, you won't be what to be afraid of. But it doesn't mean that it's telling the person a lot, that he's not allowed to be afraid. So the Rambam holds no, it's a lot, and it's possible. The Rambam understands that it's possible for a person to control his emotions, but he shouldn't be afraid.
We have the same thing that we're talking about. I mean, the Tachlis is also an emotion.
Yeah.
We have the same problem.
Yeah. The Tachlis is also an emotion. It's still an emotion. It's a lot. You have to work on yourself.
Like Dachman, right? That's what the Genesis discusses. How can the Torah tell us to control our emotions? If a person has them, they actually control. We assume that a person can control his emotions, like the Rambam. The writer didn't disagree with the Rambam and say that it's impossible to control your emotions. They just disagreed and shot in his pocket that Lassir Mehem is not always there, so it's just that tougher. But he's masking with the Rambam that he believes that a person who can't control himself is called a shaita. The Rambam, that person doesn't have a clear option. There's a shaita, there's a shaita, the person who cannot control himself. In any given area, that's the definition of a shaita, that he doesn't have clear option. But normal people, we assume, can't control because we decide not to control ourselves. The person is aggravated and keeps on eating and eating, keeps on gaining weight. He has a prayer not to. He does not. He doesn't want to discipline himself. So a person has a tremendous desire, chemdon, tithe, and so on. He can't control himself. He chooses not to. A person is very happy, very thin, and so on. Everyone can control them.
It goes into the one with quick and right to show or like something. When you say question marks, they actually really want to do the right supposed to do. When you make it clear, they're not relating to go get
okay. Related to that, I mean. Okay.
Then you will start here. No,
I'm not going to be able to do it. Today, Sergio, we meet the way Avraham Avinu, he didn't have children for some years, and finally had Yishmael, and then later on he had Yitzchak, and these were his children. Who were those had children?
That's why they break the plate.
Break by the tsunami. Same, same thing. Break the plate by the tsunami, break the plate by the chasm. Good, I'll bring him out a minute, that by the tsunami break a kli feret, by chasm break a kli chutzis, that is kli feret, if it's makabel tume, has no way to be favorable in a mixer. Has no. The only way to be material is Ayyadei Shvira. So it has no way to straighten it out. Shvira can include Kuchas. If it will be problems with Tomei, you're not the mother, then you're favorable in a mixer. Also, if it's include Kuchas, only the Rabbanon, as Mark says in the first certain Shabbos. And then I'm stopping along the lines of Sharkam that has to be in a mixer. So that's what Achraim had a minig, that if they had a Tsunoyim, so there's a Chayim Hakat Moim that in the Tabi quotes, not to break the Tsunoyim. So that's what some say, the whole group of Achranim say, it's preferable to give a Tabat Kiddushin and then to give a get later on, rather than to break the Tnoi. Mashreini came by Chasana, there is a Takona, it's a marriage doesn't work out, so you give a get. But you shouldn't break the Tnoi. The only way to get rid of the Tnoi is by having a Chasana and then you have to have a whole Chasana and invite 20,000 people. You just give a ring and say how it works, and then you get. That's what some... And the bottom of the other end is the court test, and Achaim Olam, and the Zohar Majority, and Swedish also, and all that. That's your explanation as to why you use a Kriferis by the Tzolayim, and you use a Swedish Kuchis by the Chassim.
Isn't that why we don't have this long Tzolayim now? Make it go right away by the Chassim.
I don't know that it makes such a difference whether they had tonight. Tonight is a legal document where you shabbat yourself to pay money in case you break up the shiva and you get engaged. In Shulchanach, they have cases when you're permitted to break the engagement. The Mechaber has, and the Goyim has, and the Rishon has. Anyway, in today's schedule, we read the way Avraham Avinu had these two children. And of course, every parent loves his children, even if they're a little disrespectful, even if they're not so medastic and distant. Avraham Avinu felt looked even his children. And Sarah was only aggravated to death about the failure of Sarah as Ben-Hover HaMitzvah's Mitzvah, that she's ruining her, Yishmael is ruining her son, Yitzchak, and never talk to you, so he called her Zerah, and she doesn't want to have this negative influence. So Sarah says, chase God, Gori, she's Ben-Ramazo, chase her out for now, she's going to ruin Yitzchak, and Avraham Avinu didn't want that. What, she chased out his own son? So the Baruch Hu told him, this is the Sarah, absolutely, she knows what she's talking about. That we're not supposed to cover up on our children. If you have a lot of children and some of them are no good, so you have to see to it that they don't have a negative influence on the other children. That's exactly what the Torah says. We have to be careful for this. So the prophet describes the way he threw her out of the house. He was brokenhearted. He had to listen to the voice, and he throws her out of the house. And she's traveling, Hagar with the son, she's traveling in the Midbar a little bit, and she thought she's going to die. Yichla Maimon Achemes. She ran out of water, she thought she's going to die, the baby's going to die. What are they going to do? Then all of a sudden the prophet describes, Vayifka chelakim eseineha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up her eyes, Vatera Be'amoyim, and she sees there's water right over there. Vatera Fatamalei Fachemes, Mai Matashke Sanoa. She filled it up with water, she survives, and the baby survives, and everything ends up nicely in the end. So the Medrash Rabbah, the Bereishis Rabbah, has a comment on this prophet, where the Medrash says, Alashin, that the whole world is lying. Everybody is lying. So what are the Medrash driving at? So the Mefarshim say, a lot of times people fall to pieces when they go through a crisis. And everybody goes through a crisis. Some people go through an easy crisis, some people go through a more serious crisis. When it comes to crisis in life, a person shouldn't fall to pieces to think that the world is coming to an end. The world's not coming to an end. There's a solution right under your nose. The only thing is that you're blinded and you can't see. Everybody's like a sumo. Just open up your eyes and you'll see. A lot of times there's no crisis at all. A lot of times there is a crisis, but there's an easy solution. The person should just be calm, try to, like I said before, the person has the ability to control his emotions. He shouldn't fall apart. He should try to think, what's the solution to the problem? Like over here the message says, it wasn't the Nesmin HaShemayim, but all of a sudden, Yeshua Yayin, the Baruch Hu calls that there should be a bear. The bear is right there all the time. So some people can find a shidduch. They're looking in the wrong place. Look in the right place and you find the Shira. Can't find a job. Look in the right place and you find a job. And they have problems with Shalom Bayit and problems with Simchat Torah and problems with divorce or whatever. So just think a little harder and then you'll find the solution. It's not that the problems are insoluble. It's just that we don't open our eyes up there. There's aggravation. We don't think straight. The person should be by Yitzchak HaVakim HaSeneh. You need a little siyag and shine. You'll see that the solution is right there. The lesson in life that we should always keep with us.